अरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे। कलयुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश डिवाइन ग्रेसेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से गौ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to assembled devotee. All glories to assembled devotee. All glories to assembled devotee. All glories to all glories to all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वेलकम यू ऑल ऑफ यू इन दिस मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 वर्स नंबर 32। मतिर्विदुषिता देवेर पतद्भिर असहिष्णुभिः यो नारद वचस्तत्यम् नाग्रहीशम असत्मह। मतिर्विदुषिता देवेर पतद्भिर असहिष्णुभिः यो नारद वचस्तत्यम् नाग्रहीशम असत्मह। मतिर्विदुषिता देवे पतद्भिर असहिष्णुभिः यो नारद वचस्तत्यम् नाग्रहीशम् असत्मह।
नारद वचस्तत्यम्
तिर्विदुषिता देवे तद्वीन सहिष्णुवि यो नारद वचम सत्यम हितम असत्यम माताजीस ओके व्हाट टू आर मीनिंग मति ही इंटेलिजेंस विदुषिता कॉन्टेमिनेटेड देवे वाय द डेमिगॉड्स पतत भी हु विल फॉल डाउन असहिष्णु भी इंटॉलरेंट यह आई हु नारद ऑफ द ग्रेट सेज नारद वचह ऑफ द इंस्ट्रक्शंस तथ्यम द ट्रूथ न नॉट अग्रहिषम कुड एक्सेप्ट असत्तमः द मोस्ट रैचेड ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन सिंस ऑल द डेमीगॉड्स हु आर सिचुएटेड इन द हायर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम विल हैव टू कम डाउन अगेन दे आर ऑल एनवियस ऑफ माई बींग एलिवेटेड टू वैकुंठ लोक बाय डिवोशनल सर्विस दिस इंटॉलरेंट डेमीगॉड्स हैव डिसिपेटेड माई इंटेलिजेंस And only for this reason could I not accept the genuine benediction of the instruction of sage Narada. Purport. As shown by many instances in the Vedic literature, when a person undergoes severe austerities, the demigods become very much perturbed because they are always afraid of losing their post as the predominating deities of the heavenly planet. It is known to them that their position in the higher planetary system is impermanent. As it is stated in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, Kshine Punya Martya Loka Vishanti. It is said in the Gita that after exhausting the result of their pious activities, all the demigods who are inhabitants of the higher planetary system have to come back again to this earth. It is a fact that demigods control the different activities of the limbs of our body. Factually, we are not free even moving our eyelids. Everything is controlled by them. Dhruva Maharaj's conclusion is that these demigods, being envious of his superior position in devotional service, conspired against him to pollute his intelligence. And thus, although he was the disciple of a great Vaishnava Narada Muni, he could not accept Narada's valid instructions. Now, Dhruva Maharaj regretted very much that he had neglected these instructions. Narada Muni had asked him, "Why should you bother about insult or adoration from your stepmother?" He of course said to Dhruva Maharaj that since Dhruva was only a child, what did he have to do with such insult or adoration? But Dhruva Maharaj was determined to achieve that benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore Narada advised him to go back home for the time being, and in mature time he could try to practice devotional service. Dhruva Maharaj regretted that he had rejected the advice of Narada Muni and was adamant in asking him for something perishable, namely revenge against his stepmother for her insult and possession of kingdom of his father. Dhruva Maharaj regretted very much that he could not take seriously the instruction of his spiritual master, and that is his consciousness was therefore contaminated. Still the Lord is so merciful that due to Dhruva's execution of devotional service, he offered Dhruva the ultimate Vaishnava goal. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिक वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजाता सहगणा रघुनाथनितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादा सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखानितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो ओं विष्णु पादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So, we are reading about one of the exalted characters of Srimad Bhagavatam, about Dhruva Maharaj. So, as we know that after successfully performing his devotional service, he pleased Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu came and he fulfilled all his desire, whatever desire he had. Although now he was purified, still Lord purified all his desire. But when Maitra Muni was explaining all these things up to Vidura, so Maitra Muni told that Lord fulfilled all his desire, but still Dhruva Maharaj was not pleased. He was unhappy. So immediately Vidura had a doubt. What is the reason? He performed so much austerity, with so much determined, so much tapasya for what all he was eating, stopping, he was living on the air, everything. And after all, he got the result, everything. On top of that, he got pure devotional service also. Lord gave him that, okay, you wanted to have sit on the lap of your father, I will give 36,000 years to sit on that throne and rule the whole earth planet. Okay, after that, not only that much, while ruling, your senses will be always strong. It's not that after some 1,000 years you will get old age. You will be youthful for your whole life. Enjoy the material world. But Dhruva Maharaj may fear that, what if Maya will catch me? But Lord is telling that, don't worry, Maya will not affect you. Your consciousness will be always pure. Just see the license. You have all the facility and your consciousness will be always pure. And after ruling for 36,000 years, you will get a planet Dhruvalok, because you have desired that you want a planet more than your father, grandfather, grandfather Brahma. So there is no such planet exist. Then I have to give my own Vaikuntha Lok only. Dhruva planet is nothing but it was abode of Lord only. So Lord gave his own abode. And after that, when this whole pralaya will happen, when this universe will go into the Mahavishnu's body, then you will go back to Vaikuntha. Everything Lord gave. What an aspiration of a Vaishnava. Still, Dhruva Maharaj was not happy. So hearing all these things, Vidura was now in confusion. Are, what is the wrong? He got everything. Then why was he lamenting? So then this section begins, what we are now studying. So what is the cause of his lamentation? Maitra Muni explains, because now Dhruva Maharaj become pure devotee, after getting the mercy from Lord, and now he wants remembering his past situation, with what aspiration he approached the Lord, and he's lamenting. Because now his consciousness is totally pure, so he's remembering his past life, before he practicing devotional service, what was his consciousness, and remembering that he was lamenting. Just like we can also realize, suppose, like a person who goes to a higher dimension, when he sees the things of the lower dimension, what was his situation, what he was. So that time he can recognize his situation and he can understand what I was and what I am. We all can reflect our past life. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, what we were. Now, what is our consciousness? So there is a change in consciousness. So similarly, Dhruva Maharaj was remembering before he was practicing bhakti, what was his consciousness? And he was lamenting. So in this verse, Matir Vidusita Dever Patadvir Asahishnuvi Yo Narada Vachastatyam Nagrahisham Asattamaha. Dhruva Maharaj is saying to himself only, after Lord went to Vaikuntha with the Garuda, Dhruva Maharaj was alone in the forest and was lamenting and he was saying all these verses. Matir Vidusita Dever, Matir, my intelligence, Vidusita, it become polluted, bewildered. By whom? Dever, by the demigods. Patadvir, and these demigods, they are already fallen. I am already fallen, but more than me, these demigods are fallen. That is why they are polluting my intelligence, he is accusing like that. Patadvir, asahishnubi. They were not sahishnuta, they were asahishnubi. They were very intolerant towards me. They were envious of me and they were not able to tolerate my progress in devotional service. That is why they, vidusita, they polluted my intelligence. And result of that, what happened? Yo Narada vachas tatyam. Yo, because of that, towards Narada Muni, his vachas, his words, tatyam, which was purely truth. Na agrahisham asatmaha. I could not accept. Na agrahisham. I could not accept the truth what Narada Muni was telling to me. That is why I am asatmaha. I am most wretched. So he was condemning himself. So Prabhupada, in the purport, he mentions two things. The first part of the purport, he mentions about the demigods. Prabhupada says about how demigods, they are really always insecure about their position. And because they are also khine punya martya loke, they'll again come to this material world after their pious activity are finished. So they were always in tension. If somebody is doing some austerity, he'll come to heaven and take over my position. Like we can see in election when two parties are for one position, how they are very eager to get that position and do anything for that. They say no bad about other party, how he is doing all corruption, this, I am doing good, give vote, then I'll do good for the whole population. So demigods were also, when they say somebody is doing some austerity, they become very fearful, they become very insecure. We can see the example of our Vishwamitra Muni, when he was doing austerity. So demigod, they sent Menaka. And Vishwamitra Muni fell victim of lust and he fell down. Then again he started his austerity with full determination. Then after some time, demigod sent Urvasi. And this time he didn't fall victim of lust, but he became very angry and he chastised her. By that, he again fell down because anger is unknown anartha. So, demigods were quite always vigilant who is trying to get their position and they do all the things to secure their position. But did really demigod trying to pollute in case of Dhruva Maharaj? So then the question arises. What do you think? So demigods, they were insecure about their own position. But if somebody is practicing pure devotional service, bhakti to Vishnu, then they are not bothering about that because he is planning to go to Vaikuntha Loka and they are in heaven. And Vaikuntha Loka is much more higher than that. They can't do anything about that. They have a mixed desire. So here Dhruva Maharaj is doing bhakti and while doing bhakti, his aspiration is already purified. Now he is not wanting for going to heaven. So really demigods were not bothering about Dhruva Maharaj's austerity. So it was not really demigod had polluted his intelligence, but still Dhruva Maharaj is accusing the demigod. Why then? So one can understand, like, suppose you have a close friend and you did some mistake and you got the result and you are now fully in frustrated situation and that close friend comes, what you will do? You will start accusing him. Are you are not seeing what I was doing? You should have corrected me. Because of you, I am suffering all these things now. So really that friend has not did anything, but out of frustration because of that relationship, you accuse that friend. Why didn't you correct me? You are seeing now all these things what I was undergoing. So you are the main culprit. Although he was not the culprit, but out of frustration, out of that relation, one accused that close friend. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj is accusing the demigods. You all demigods polluted my intelligence. That's why I could not take the instruction of Narada Muni. So that was the first section Prabhupada was describing in the purport about the polluting intelligence of the Dhruva Maharaj. And then the second part Prabhupada explains about the lamentation what Dhruva Maharaj was undergoing. And this is really, Prabhupada focuses nicely in the few next verses also in the purport, how a Vaishnava goes through the lamentation. We can see Dhruva Maharaj's pure consciousness, what he prays to the, when Lord comes in front of him, in that prayer, Dhruva Maharaj offers his prayers. One nice verse we can see, where the pure aspiration of Dhruva Maharaj we can see in that verse. Dhruva Maharaj says, Bhaktim muhu prabharatam toime prasanga bhuyadananta mahatam amalasayanam ye anjasa ulvanam urveshanam bhavabdim ne se bhavat gunakatha mritapanamatta. So here, see, this verse shows the whole change in the aspiration of Dhruva Maharaj. Bhakti muhu prabhata toi me prasanga. Now Dhruva Maharaj is not asking, I want a planet bigger than my grandfather. He is asking, toi me prasanga, I want the association of devotees. Bhuyat ananta mahatam amala sayanam. And those devotees, whose association? Those devotees' heart are pure. Amala sayanam. There is no contamination in their heart. I want the association of those pure devotees. By that, ye anjasa ulvanam uru veshanam bhavabdim. By that, I will bhavabdim. This material world I can cross over. Now I don't want any higher planet, higher position in this material world. I want to cross now this material world. So I want the association of pure devotee to cross this material world. Now he is asking. Neshe bhavat guna katha amrita pana mattam. And how I will cross this material world? By guna katha amrita pana. By drinking the nectarian hari katha from their mouth. That is my aspiration, my Lord. The whole change in the aspiration of Dhruva Maharaj we can see in this verse. So, after the whole consciousness now is changed. So he is remembering his previous consciousness, what I was aspiring for. And now he is lamenting. So generally he was lamenting for two reasons. One is that he was thinking about his guru, that I gave so much inconvenience to my spiritual master Narada Muni, and I gave inconvenience to Lord Vishnu because I had a material desire. My desire was Bhinnadrik. My desire was different from Lord Vishnu. So because of these two reasons, not pleasing my spiritual master and my desire was different from the Lord. So these are the two reasons because why Dhruva Maharaj was lamenting now. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the thought what he was telling to Narada Muni. He was remembering what all I had told to Narada Muni and I displeased him. So Dhruva Maharaj was telling, when Narada Muni gave him the instruction, Are you are a small child, why are you taking so much serious the instruction of your stepmother? That is okay, you go back to home now and practice. You go back to home and when the right time will come, you will practice bhakti. This is not the right time. When Narada Muni gave all this instruction, that time, Dhruva Maharaj is telling, let the weak cowardly brahmana drink the nectar of your instruction on peacefulness. Since I am a kshatriya prince with fierce bravery, I cannot even glance on this instruction. What instruction you are telling, I cannot even glance on those instructions. So then Narada Muni telling, then what do you want? Dhruva Maharaj telling, tell me the correct method of attaining a position unattained by my father Uttanapada, who insult me, by his father Manu, by his father Brahma, and Brahma's other sons and grandson. Teach me that path alone. You will see my courage in attaining that in no time. So here Dhruva Maharaj is telling, teach me that path which is not attained by my father, his father. And you will see that once you will teach me that path, how I will become successful in that path. So before that only Dhruva Maharaj is assuring. This shows his determination that you just teach me and see what I'll do. So Dhruva Maharaj is remembering all these wordings, what he told to his spiritual master. Because now he's a pure devotee. He is, after remembering all these things, he is lamenting. Prabhupada writes in the purport, although in pure devotional service there is no demand from the Lord, because of his childish nature, he had demanded something. Thus all the Lord also fulfill his desire. Because Lord also saying, Are, he is a small child only. It's like a small child. Sometimes he demands chocolate, something like that. Parents don't take it seriously. They fulfill, okay, take this. So Lord is saying that, Are, it's a small child only, 5-year boy. So he fulfilled his desire also and he gave pure devotional service also. Now one question may arise from here. Dhruva Maharaj had material desire before he practicing pure devotional service. And Lord purified him by touching his head with his conch and made him pure devotee. Now, what about all of us? We also, before coming to Krishna consciousness, not pure. We had so many material desire. If you remember our youth preaching time, college days, preachers come, okay, you want good position, you want a job, you want money, practice Krishna consciousness. You will get everything. Like yesterday, Sanat Gaurav was telling, when you preach to the young college boys, you tell, whatever desire you have, practice, join Krishna. You will get all the desire. Everything you will get. Good. You will get good money, you will get good job, you will get good house, you will get good car, you will get fame, everything. So now if you'll remember, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we had all this desire. At least I had all this desire. And unknowingly connected to bhakti. And due course of time, the desire gets purified by association of devotees. So now, here Dhruva Maharaj, he had also all this desire. And when he practiced bhakti, his all desire get purified. But Lord fulfilled all that material desire what he had before he practicing bhakti. Now someone may say that, whatever does, will Lord fulfill all our material desire? Thank God, then you will remember, you will become panic. What all desire we had? Will Lord fulfill all that desire? What do you think? Okay. Yeah. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, as Prabhuji was saying, Lord will sab chin lenge, Lord nikal denge. So So Prabhupada writes in the verse 19 in the purport, generally, Lord doesn't award a pure devotee material opulence. Generally, if a pure devotee, like Dhruva Maharaj, any pure devotee, Lord will not give any material opulence. Even though he may desire it, still Lord will not give. But Dhruva Maharaj's case was different. The Lord knew that he was such a great devotee that in spite of having material opulence, he would never be deviate from love of Godhead. Because he was an exceptional case. This example illustrates that a highly qualified devotee can have facility of material enjoyment and at the same time execute love of Godhead. This, however, was a special case for Dhruva Maharaj. This was not in general case, but this was a special case. Because Lord knew that he will not get bewildered by all this opulence. अदरवाइज फॉर जनरल साधका लॉर्ड विल नॉट गिव, बिकॉज लॉर्ड नॉट नोज दैट इफ आई विल गिव देन ही विल गेट एंटाइस बाय दैट एंड ही विल गेट डेविएटेड. सो लॉर्ड विल नेवर गिव. एंड सेकेंड रीजन ऑल्सो समबडी मे से दैट अरे ही हैड सो मच एस्पिरेशन हिज प्रैक्टिस एंड फॉर दैट रीजन हिज प्रैक्टिस भक्ति एंड सी लॉर्ड चीटेड हिम, उसको सब छोड़ दिया एंड मेड हिम प्रैक्टिस भक्ति एंड डिंट गिव एनीथिंग. सो टू प्रूव दैट वर्थ अकाम सर्व कामो वा मोक्ष काम उदारधि तीव्रेण भक्ति योगे न यजते पुरुषम परम. वॉट एवर यू मे बी हैव अकाम और सर्व काम और मोक्ष काम, इफ समबडी विल प्रैक्टिस भक्ति लॉर्ड विल फुलफिल ऑल दैट डिजायर. सो टू सो दैट वर्स ऑल्सो लॉर्ड फुलफिल हिज डिजायर. नाउ इन दिस पर्पोर्ट प्रभुपाद इज टेलिंग दैट ध्रुव महाराज वॉज ए स्पेशल केस एंड ही नोज ही न्यू दैट इवन दो ही विल गेट ऑल दिस मटेरियल वेल्थ ही विल नॉट बिविल्डर एंड ही विल प्रैक्टिस. दिस इज ए स्पेशल केस. सो आई वॉज रिमेंबर अनदर एग्जाम्पल इन चैतन्य चरितामृत कम्स कैन गेस हु वॉज दैट पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि. सो ही वॉज ऑल्सो स्पेशल केस. सो यू कैन सी द लाइव एग्जाम्पल. पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि वॉज इन फुल ऑपुलेंस, लाइक ओनली फ्यू प्योर डिवोटीज दे न्यू दैट वॉट पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि. लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु, वासुदेव दत्त एंड मुकुंद, ओनली दिस थ्री फोर डिवोटीज दे न्यू हु पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि वॉज. अदरवाइज ऑल अदर्स दे यूज टू थिंक दैट ही इज ए मेटरलिस्टिक पर्सन. सो वेन मुकुंद ही थॉट दैट अरे इफ गदाधर पंडित विल सी सच एन प्योर डिवोटी ही विल फील सो नाइस. सो ही आस्क गदाधर पंडित कम विथ मी आई विल शो यू ए प्योर डिवोटी. सो ही ब्रॉट गदाधर पंडित एंड टू हाउस ऑफ पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि. एंड वेन गदाधर पंडित एंटर्स द हाउस ऑफ पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि ही सॉज दैट पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि वॉज सिटिंग इन ए बिग व्यास आसन एंड ही वॉज च्यूइंग पान एंड स्मीयर्ड विथ ऑल सेंटेड ऑयल एंड वुमेन्स वेर फैनिंग हिम विथ चामर एंड ही वॉज रिलीजिंग सम सॉन्ग. सो वेन गदाधर पंडित सॉ दैट ही थॉट व्हाट काइंड ऑफ प्योर डिवोटी दिस इज एंड ही वॉज इन हिज माइंड ही गॉट डाउट हाउ कम ए एक्सॉल्टेड वैष्णव डू लाइक दैट. इमीडिएटली मुकुंद कुड सेंस दैट बिकॉज ही वॉज सो क्लोज इन रिलेशन विद गदाधर पंडित. सो मुकुंद सेंस दैट अरे समथिंग गड़बड़ इज गोइंग इन हिज माइंड. इमीडिएटली मुकुंद जस्ट टू प्रूव दैट ही सेंग दैट वर्स वेर ओहो बकियम हाउ द पुतना केम विथ स्मियर पॉइजन ऑन हर ब्रेस्ट एंड वेन कृष्णा सक द मिल्क कृष्णा गेव द पोजिशन ऑफ मदर. सो वेन दैट वर्स ही सिंग्स इमीडिएटली पुंडरीक विद्यानिधि जम्प्स आउट ऑफ हिज व्यासासन एंड फॉल्स ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड ऑल द अष्ट सात्विक विकार्स एग्जिबिटेड स्टार्टेड एग्जिबिटिंग क्राइंग ट्रेम्बलिंग हेयर्स आर स्टैंडिंग ऑन हिज हेयर एंड ही वॉज हिटिंग हिज हेड ऑन द फ्लोर एंड टेन टेन पीपुल आर कमिंग होल्डिंग हिज हैंड ही वॉज थ्रोइंग देम आउट. सो देन वेन गदाधर पंडित सॉज दैट माई गॉड ही वॉज ए एग्जॉल्टेड वैष्णव हु इज इन द प्रेम लेवल एंड वॉट ऑफेंड आई कमिटेड इन हिज माइंड. So then he repented. And to correct that his offense, he took shelter of Pundrik Vidyanidhi only. So he thought, let me accept this exalted Vaishnava as my spiritual master. And he accepted Pundrik Vidyanidhi as his guru. So that example we can see what Prabhupada is saying, that there are few exceptional devotees who could have pure prema with material opulence also. So that was Pundrik Vidyanidhi. Then one more thing we can learn from here. Dhruva Maharaj has material desire before he become pure devotee. Still Lord fulfilled that. Now one thing is you got assured that Lord will not fulfill whatever material desire we had before we are practicing pure devotion. So now we are practicing pure devotion. Now if we will incur some material desire while practicing pure devotion, what will be the situation then? लॉर्ड फुलफिल्ड वट ध्रुव महाराज हैड मटेरियल डिजायर बिफोर ही प्रैक्टिसिंग प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. नाउ वी आर प्रैक्टिसिंग प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. इफ यू हैव मटेरियल डिजायर वाइल प्रैक्टिसिंग प्योर डिवोशनल डिवोशनल सर्विस देन डेफिनेटली लॉर्ड विल फुलफिल. बिकॉज नाउ वी नो वट इज प्योर डिवोशन, वट इज अन्य विलसदा शून्य ज्ञान करवादी अनावृतम. आफ्टर नोइंग एवरीथिंग स्टिल इफ यू इफ वी विल हैव सम डिजायर देन दिस इज वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट सिचुएशन. डेफिनेटली लॉर्ड विल फुलफिल दैट. So that's where Prabhupada gives caution in the purport. If we are not careful, in the previous purport he told this, if we are not careful about our material desire, then we will have to regret like Dhruva Maharaj in our life. Yesterday's purport Prabhupada was telling. So Prabhupada was telling that, Dhruva Maharaj had material desire before, so Lord fulfilled. Now you are, after you will have material desire, then what will happen? Definitely Lord will fulfill. So one should be very careful. So that's why the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, for a devotee to practice pure devotional service, what should be his aspiration? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishware, bhavadad bhaktir ahetukitvaye. Na dhanam, nor any opulence, na janam, nor any follower, na sundarim, nor any woman. Kavitam va jagadisa kame. Kavita means the flowery language what are mentioned in the Vedas. That is like going to heaven, getting wealth, opulence. So all these things one should not desire. Then that is called pure devotional service. So regarding, because Dhruva Maharaj has material desire and a practitioner of pure devotion to align his, yesterday Parsaka Prabhu was giving a nice class on management, desire management. How to align our desire to pure devotional service. So this alignment of from material desire to pure desire is very important in the life of a sadhaka. If you have little, like he was giving example, when an aeroplane will go, if a small degree nautical deviation, he will land in different country only. So our desires are like that deviation. If little deviation in that desire, then instead of getting prem, pure devotion, we will get something else. So it is very, Dhruva Maharaj was showing in his life these two things. Having a pure desire and with full determination practice to fulfill that pure desire. Like bhakti, it's like a vector quantity. It has a magnitude and direction. So material desire, pure desire, changing of the desire is like the direction. And the intensity to practice that like the magnitude. Both the things a sadhaka should have. Then easily he can get that goal in his life. What Dhruva Maharaj was showing. He changed his material desire to pure desire. And he was practicing that with pure, full determination. And he got in 6 months. So these two things, when a sadhaka changes from his desire to the pure desire, then only he comes into that path of adau shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishta, then ruchi, then asakti, bhava prem. To follow this path, one has to have pure desire. Then a sadhaka passes through all these 9 stages. So when one changes from the impure shraddha to the pure shraddha, then the progress in this path begins. We can see, like most of us, we are now in the stage of bhajana kriya. So when you does this bhajana kriya, then from the anishtita bhajan, we go to the nishtita bhajan. So you can see the stages in the anishtita bhajan. What all stages a sadhaka go through when he practices this pure shraddha with full determination? Like what Rupa Goswami explains in Madhurya Kadambini, in the second sower. Jai Sri Radha Vrindavan Vihari ki, Jai Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Jai. The first stages, what he explains, utsaha mahi. When a person practices bhakti, we can remember our beginning of Krishna consciousness. Practically, I can remember my stage when I was in college. When I attended the JOST course, DYS course after 6 days, I was in full place, I started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and whomever I used to meet, I used to give DYS course in 2 days, even in 2-3 hours also. I don't know this. We were in full enthusiasm, in full usaha, that I knew everything now, and I am practicing. But what happened? आफ्टर फ्यू डेज, आफ्टर फ्यू मंथ, द गुस्सा बिकम इट स्लोली डिक्लाइंस. सो दैट इज कॉल्ड टेम्पररी एंथुजियाज्म इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. एंड देन कम्स द नेक्स्ट स्टेज, दैट इज घन तरल. समटाइम वी थिंक दैट आई हैव टू प्रैक्टिस वेरी सीरियसली, वी बिकम वेरी इंटेंस. एंड समटाइम अरे बहुत हो गया, लेट्स टेक ए रिलैक्स, लेट्स टेक ए नैप, थोड़ा ब्रेक चाहिए मुझे. दैट इज घन. समटाइम इट बिकम कॉन्डेंस, समटाइम इट बिकम तरल, वेरी लिक्विड. सो दिस हैपन इन द लाइफ ऑफ ए साधका, समटाइम मोर समटाइम लेस, समटाइम मोर समटाइम लेस. देन कम्स व्यूड विकल्प. देन ही थिंक्स दैट एक्चुअली ना इफ आई विल चेंज माई डिपार्टमेंट आई थिंक आई विल प्रैक्टिस भक्ति वेरी नाइसली. He will try to adjust his external situation. No, no. If somebody who is outside, youth, he may be see that if I'll enter brahmacharya ashram, then I'll practice my bhakti very nicely. And some brahmacharya may think, no, no, if I'll go to grihastha ashram, then I'll practice my bhakti very nicely. So all this thought will come. Vyuda vikalpa means he will think that by changing the external situation, my bhakti will be enhanced. Actually, that is not the cause. Then he will realize, even though after changing one department to another department, he will think that the same thing is happening here also. Same thing is happening. So this is not the cause then. Then what is the cause? Then comes the fourth stage. That is Vishaya Sanghara. Are the external situation is not the cause. The cause is inside. The cause is Vishaya Sanghara. The cause are my senses. My senses are uncontrolled. They are going towards the sense object. Visaya, Sangara. Toward the Visaya, the senses are doing Sangarsa. So that is the root cause. The outside situation is not the root cause. So that time, he starts struggling with his senses. We can relate our own life. In mobile, WhatsApp, we see some net, some message we see, then some YouTube comes, then we see that channel. Then instead of, we were planned to see for 5-10 minutes some message, but it takes 1 hour. Why it is happening? This Vishaya Sanghara. The senses were getting attracted to another sense object, then another sense object, and it takes the time. So then, he become very frustrated. Are, my senses are not in control. I have to do something now. The problem is inside. So then the fifth stage comes. That is called Niyama Kshama. Then he put some resolution. Okay, now I will take out WhatsApp from my mobile, put in another mobile. Okay, now I'll use for this 10 minutes only. Then he started putting some rules on it. I will put parental control now. So all the Niyama he started putting. When one convinced of Vishaya Sanghara, then only he can put all this Niyama Kshama. Otherwise he will think that I'm okay. So that is the fifth stage, Niyama Kshama. So these are like the positive resolutions. Okay, now I am chanting 16 rounds. From today onwards, I will chant 18 rounds, 2 more rounds. But in due course of time, he realizes that, today I am very hectic. Okay, instead of 18, today I will chant 16 rounds. It's okay, because today it was very hectic schedule. The next day, okay, today is also hectic schedule, today 16 rounds. Again, after 1 week, he sees that again he comes to that 16 round. So the Niyama Kshama, what is putting the rules and regulation on himself, he become Akshama to follow that. So that is called the fifth stage, Niyama Kshama. Then, suppose after practicing all these things, struggling with all these things, praying to Lord, my Lord, give me strength so that I practice all these things sincerely, and time comes, he Niyama practices, not Akshama, Niyama Kshama now. He is able to practice all the rules and regulation. Whatever he desires, he is following now. So then, the bhakti from unsteady, now he is entering to a zone of steadiness. From unnishtita bhakti to nishtita bhakti. So that time, when the bhakti becomes steady, then comes the sixth stage, Taranga Rangini. Because now he is practicing the bhakti with steadiness. Now Lord gives, okay, let's test now how much strong he is. Taranga Rangini. Taranga Rangini means different color. डिफरेंट प्लेजर, डिफरेंट ऑपुलेंस, डिफरेंट फेम, डिफरेंट डिफरेंट एंटाइसेस ऑफ माया दैट कम्स एज ए तरंग. बिकॉज निश्चित भजन मीन्स, रूपो गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन्स इन द नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन, भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु, इट्स अ ओशन ऑफ प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो इन दैट प्योर डिवोशनल, इन द ओशन ऑफ दैट प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस, स्मॉल वेव्स ऑफ तरंग रंगिनी कम्स ऑन द सर्फेस. एंड एट दैट स्टेज इफ द साधका इज गेटिंग डेविएटेड, इंस्टेड ऑफ गोइंग डीप इन टू दैट नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन एंड फाइंड एंड नॉट फाइंडिंग दैट ज्वेल्स, इफ यू विल सर्फ ऑन द सर्फेस ऑफ दैट नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन, देन यू विल गेट डेविएटेड बाई दैट तरंग रंगिनी. And there is a chance that he may get deviated, because he will get name, he will get fame, there will be follower, there will be so many name, fame, he will get prestige. And if he get deviated, means he is gone, deviated. And if he is not deviated, and if he is strong enough, and he control all this taranga rangini, then he will enter into the nishtita bhajan. So all these stages will happen only if he has pure desire. Like Dhruva Maharaj changed his material desire to pure desire. Now in the purport, Prabhupada focused more on the lamentation part. So I'll touch a little bit on that lamentation. Now Dhruva Maharaj was thinking, I had so much material desire. He was thinking, I had best place to practice bhakti. I had in Vrindavan, Madhuvan, to practice bhakti. And I had best guru to practice bhakti. Narad Muni, practically he was the spiritual master of all pure devotees. I had best of the places, I had best of the guru, still I had material desire. And I asked him to fulfill my material desire. So when I was thinking all these things, he was lamenting. And he was thinking, but even though I had so much material desire, Lord was so merciful. And Lord fulfilled my material desire. And top of that, he gave me all the pure devotional thing. Like Sanatana Goswami tells to, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells to Sanatana Goswami in Sanatana Siksha, how Lord takes out that material desire and gives the pure devotion. He, nice verse he tells, Anya kami jadi kare Krishnera bhajan नामागीते कृष्ण तारे देन स्वचरण कृष्ण कहे आम्य भजे मागे विषय सुख अमृत छाड़ी विष मागे एई बड़ मूर्ख आमी विज्ञ एई मूर्खे विषय केने देव स्वचरणामृत दिया विषय भुलाइब. So Krishna is telling, he is a foolish person. He is asking like poison, material desire. Why should I give material desire? I am a bigya, I am intelligent. I will make him forget the material desire and I will give him the pure devotional service. And that's what happened in Dhruva Maharaj's case. So when Dhruva Maharaj was thinking all these things, he was thinking, my God, Lord is so merciful, but I had so much material desire. So I was hearing a class of Radhanath Swami Maharaj on this thing. So he was telling that actually this kind of lamentation is good for a sadhaka. He was telling materialistic person also lament. So he was saying one is unhealthy lamentation, another is a healthy lamentation. Generally materialistic person, what he lament, that is unhealthy lamentation. By that lamentation, he become frustrated, he feel insecure, he become depressed, and he harm himself only. Or else out of enviousness, he does something to the opponent. Like the example we see Dhritarashtra in Mahabharata. He was always lamented. Why Pandu become the king? Why I was blind? Why it is happening to me? And after the after he become the king, he was not leaving the position only. And he was supporting Duryodhana in doing all the nonsense things to the Pandavas. So that is like that lamentation is like the materialistic lament. But healthy lamentation, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, after the Mahabharata war happened, he was lamenting, and I was the cause of all this destruction. Because I want to become the king, I have to kill all this citizen has to die. Although he was not the cause, still he was thinking that I am the cause. That is the lamentation, how a Vaishnava laments. And for that, Krishna practically has to take him to the Bhishmadev, because Bhishmadev was in the other party, and he was thinking that if Bhishmadev will tell him, then at least he will convince. So Bhishmadev was lying in the deathbed, and he was taking Yudhishthira Maharaj to Bhishmadev. So that is called the healthy lamentation. And this lamentation Dhruva Maharaj was undergoing here. So Maharaj was telling, telling about this kind of lamentation. We can see so many other devotees also they underwent in the Bhagavatam. Another example comes, like Dhruva Maharaj, 5 year boy. He was Prahlad Maharaj. Now Dhruva Maharaj has material desire before he was becoming devotee. Now Prahlad Maharaj from birth he was pure. Still, when Narasingh was appear before him, see what he is praying. Sri Prahlad Uvacha. ब्रह्मादय सुरगुणा मुनयोत सिद्ध सत्वैकतानगतयो वचसं प्रभाये नाराधितुं पुरगुणैरधुनापि पिप्रु किं तोष्टुम अर्हति समे हरिरुग्रजात. शी वॉज टेलिंग दिस ब्रह्मा सुरगुणा दे आर इन सत्वगुण एंड दे वर नॉट एबल टू प्लीज यू. वॉट आई विल प्लीज? आई एम इन ए उग्रजात, आई एम इन अ डेमोनिक फैमिली. Although he was pure devotee since birth, still he was lamenting and he was telling that I am from a demonic family. That's how a pure devotee lament. Although he didn't have any, he was a pure devotee and he was have all good qualities. Still one quality what he didn't have, still he was focusing on that and he was lamenting. So that's how a pure Vaishnava laments. If you see in the life of Dhruva Maharaj has everything in his life. In fact, Dhruva Maharaj got so many things in his life, he could have praised for that. He got in 6 months, he got live darshan of Vishnu. And he got Dhruvalok, he got Vaikunthalok. But instead of praising himself, he was focusing one small desire, what he had once in his lifetime, that material desire, and he was hammering that. See? I was desire other than Lord's desire. I had desire of material desire. I was not aligned with my spiritual master and he was focusing on that desire only. And he was lamenting for that thing. So Maharaj was telling, this is the consciousness, this should be the consciousness of a pure devotee. Seeing good in other and fault in ourselves. If anything good in us, all credit goes to Guru and Gauranga. And if anything wrong in us, then I am the responsible person. So that should be the consciousness of a sadhaka. And if that consciousness one sadhaka will imbibe, then only that is the consciousness of Trinadapi Sunijena Taro Rapi Sahishnuna. Because when we will think like that way, then we will become humble. So then Maharaj was telling, now we are practicing bhakti for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. If we'll remember our materialistic life, we had also desires, material desire. After coming into Krishna consciousness in the association of devotee, our desire become pure. So when you will remember our previous life, previous history, and we will remember that material desire, taking shelter of that material desire, we should feel repent and lament. And in that situation, Trinadapi Sunichana Tarorapi Sahishna, we should chant Lord's name. We should kirtaniya sadahari. Like Dhruva Maharaj, although he had everything to glorify him, he had all pure devotion, he got Vaikunthalok, he got Dhruvalok, and he has pure, still he is focusing on that material desire what he had, and he was lamenting, lamenting, lamenting. Means he is making himself humble. And in that condition, he is crying for the mercy of Krishna. So we can learn this from the Dhruva Maharaj's life, how a sadhaka should always remember his past life before he coming to Krishna consciousness, and he should lament in remembering that past life, and he should become humble and always take shelter of Krishna. What you see in the bhajans of Bhakti Vinod Thakur also. He tells that I am a demon, asura I am. What I material desires I, although he's a pure devotee, still he is condemning himself. Although he didn't have any material desire before coming to Krishna consciousness. So all this theme we see in our Vaishnava Acharyas also. And that is very healthy for a sadhaka also to remember all his things before he's coming to Krishna consciousness. And becoming humble by remembering that. And in that humble situation, in that situation, we should cry for the mercy of Krishna and we should practice bhakti in that situation. Then we will be always safeguard in our bhakti. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions or comments, you can tell. Doubts, questions, feedbacks. ओके भक्त ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय.